Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. How fast are you moving through your life? I used to hike a section of the Appalachian Trail every year with a group of friends from church. It involved a lot of careful planning and packing and practicing with the weight of the pack. But once we got on the trail, that was it. No turning back. The person at the front set the pace for the rest of us. Too fast, and people would fall behind. Too slow, and people would get grumpy and pass you and set a new pace. Whether or not we could sustain ourselves throughout the day to make it to the campsite and throughout the week to finish the hike had a lot to do with pacing ourselves. I think about that a lot today. Our world moves so fast. Sometimes it feels impossible to keep pace with the speed of our lives and all the changes happening around us and in us. The number one cause of death in America is heart disease. Our diet has something to do with that, but it's also about the stress we experience every day, running to keep up, working to get ahead. The Bible lays out an important principle of rest called Sabbath. It's meant to be regular, a rest we return to again and again. And it's about recognizing God's authority and provision, but it's also about recognizing our finite capacity as human beings. We are meant to work, but we're also meant to rest. Isaiah 30:15 says, "The Holy One of Israel says, only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength." The people of Israel were looking to other nations to deliver them from aggressors. They made partnerships and struck deals, and here God reminds them through the prophet, "I am what you need." That's what Sabbath rest is supposed to remind us of, too, that God is sufficient for us. Only when we come to Him and rest in His strength and His grace can we be saved. I love the word rest here. I love that it doesn't say, "Come to me and fight as hard as you can. Come to me and use every last bit of your effort. Squeeze every drop of energy out of yourselves like a sponge." It says rest. Rest because He is enough. How does this idea square with the way you live your life, the pace you try to keep, how you spend your time? I see a lot of people around me who like to hear themselves talk. In fact, I probably fall into that category as well. It's almost like we think if we're loud enough, we can manipulate circumstances to keep ourselves in control. But God says our strength is found in quietness and confidence. That means trust. If we take time out to rest and spend all of it worrying about all the things we're not doing, we don't reap the benefits of that rest. Our bodies stay tired, our minds cacophonous. To really rest, we need to cease striving and trust that He is God. He is sufficient. If you have a hard time with that, take a moment to reflect on all the ways He has proven His sufficiency to you over and over again. Come to trust that He is enough, and let God set the pace for you on your journey. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.